Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I can't even get through the introduction to this show today without laughing about this. I cannot help but think and remember about what my mom asked me many years ago, 10 years ago, on April 26th. Well, it was prior to that because she asked me, I guess, back in January or February before the kickoff of the National Monster broadcast. Can you really talk about this topic every single week for 1 hour on the radio? And I kind of chuckled then. I thought, yeah, Mom, I'm sure we can find something to talk about for 1 hour every single week. And it's now 6 days a week. That 1 hour show is now a 3 hour program. That 3 hour program is now not just heard inside the perimeter of Atlanta, Georgia, but is now heard on 250 radio stations and growing in hundreds of cities across the country for 3 hours a week, plus the daytime show, this weekday show here, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, making the broadcast in some form 6 days a week, and with some stations replaying the broadcast at various hours and on Saturdays, it's 7 days a week across the country, and they are simply handing me more material than I can even come up with. So on triage today, I'm serious. It's hard for me. I look at this stuff and I shake my head. I laugh. We were talking not long ago about New Zealand, right? Remember New Zealand? We don't, you know, haven't heard much about it lately, right? They have a terrorist attack in New Zealand committed by a terrorist whose sole goal was to do exactly what their parliament did, and that was ban all this garbage. They just literally got on their knees as a nation and capitulated rather than stand up and say, we're absolutely not. Are we going to change our laws because of you? But weakness shown through, and you've got what was a perfectly safe nation with lots of guns, perfectly safe. Nobody's arguing that. If you can tell me that New Zealand was dangerous prior to the terror attack, let me know, please, mark@armedamericanradio.com, or mark@armedamericanradio.org, excuse me. But you can't do that because New Zealand was widely regarded as one of the safest nations on earth. And yes, they had very permissive gun laws and very safe and very, very safe until a terrorist decides to attack the nation and bring it to its knees. And an anti-gun prime minister uses and seizes that opportunity to call and push for a ban on those firearms. You see, it was very difficult for her to do that in the past because there was no reason to ban them. Every one of the citizens, the law-abiding citizens, are just that, law-abiding people. Had no problems, had no hassles with the firearms that were out there. How am I going to go in and start to seek to ban things that we don't have a problem with? Boom, here comes the excuse. And wham! Here comes the ban. All right, why am I talking about this right now? Why am I laughing about this right now? Because the NZ Herald, the New Zealand Herald, take a look at the headline from today. New gun control group pushes for national register in New Zealand now, which never had a problem in the past. This is so predictable. This is as predictable as my telling you the sun is going to begin rising in the metro Atlanta area roughly 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. It's going to start to get light out. And then later in the evening, the sun's going to set. It's going to start to get dark out. Oh, and it's going to be 93 degrees. It's going to be hot as crap. And then the sun's going to rise again. Right now, there's a new lobby group. A new lobby group in New Zealand. Never had one before. They have a new one now. There was no reason for one previous. You following me here? A new lobby group pushing for a national register of all guns in New Zealand now. Strengthening the ban is what they want to do. Strengthening the ban on semi-automatic weapons and requiring all gun owners to renew their registration every 3 years. Gun Control NZ is what it's called. Gun Control NZ. Launched today. Today, as we sit here and speak. And it's co-founded by volunteers Hera Cook, an Otago University public health researcher, and Nick Green, who started a petition to ban semi-automatic weapons and I guess Philippa Yazbek, who has experience with regulation and legislation. I'm not really sure what that means. But the group's launch is following what we're referring to here in New Zealand in NZ Herald, quoting, the government's first stage of gun law reform, which was a response to the Christchurch terror attack that took 51 lives. Now, you have to understand, and I'm going to repeat this to you probably a couple times, but the reform, where do we hear this word? Gun safety reform in the United States. Common sense gun safety reform. They don't even know what that means. They don't even know what that is. They just repeat it. The reform in New Zealand banned virtually all semi-automatic military-style weapons. MSSAs. You remember me talking about that a few weeks ago? Military-style semi-automatics. This is now in the, it's part of the vernacular. This is how the narrative is created. And now it's global. That reform banned. Reforming what? Gun laws that didn't need reformed. Gun laws that had New Zealand as a very safe nation, save for one terrorist whose desire was to see the country implement this. Talk about getting on your knees. Their reform banned most semi-automatic MSSAs, military-style semi-automatic weapons. Oh, but wait, that's not enough. And their parts. But they did have some carve-outs, if you recall, for farm and pest control use, collectors, heirlooms, and mementos. Now, I want you to understand what's at stake here, because this is what the gun prohibitionist establishment in the United States is calling for in this nation. There are 32 clown posse bozos running on the left to attempt to take on Donald Trump. Every one of them thinks they can beat him, and every single one of them has embraced rabidly a vehemently anti-gun position. They will run, whoever this lunatic is eventually, that decides to take on Donald Trump or is elected to take on Donald Trump throughout their clown posse primary setup, is going to run the most anti-gun campaign you've ever seen in American history. They're going to call you every single name in the book, and they're going to create new jargon. New narratives will be formed. They will come up with new things, new names, and the media will run with it. It will create bullet points and talking points, and they will all run with it. But listen to what they're doing now, because this is what they want for you. Possession of prohibited firearms now in New Zealand can see you jailed for 5 years. There is an amnesty in place through the end of this coming September. And what the government is going to do is, quote unquote, work through the details of a buyback scheme. Are you following me here? Where are you hearing this? The American gun prohibitionist establishment lobby. This is right smack. I promise you they're working with American gun grabbers on this. They are seeking guidance. There's no doubt in my mind. I can't prove that. Let's just say that's a very educated guess. They are seeking assistance from the Bloombergians. Trust me here. Here's what I want you to listen to. This is very careful. Cook. Remember, who is Cook? Cook is Hera Cook. She's one of the volunteers. She's an Otago University public health researcher. Listen to what she said. She said the changes were a, quote, good first step. But now the co-founders want to establish the group now, because of the first step, to give a voice to the majority of New Zealanders who want what? Change. This is the progressive leftist Soros Bloomberg funded rot that is now infecting New Zealand, a nation that needed none of this. None of this was necessary. None of this was necessary prior to a terror attack. None of it is necessary today after a terror attack. Quoting Cook says, Parliament recently banned most semi-automatic weapons, but until there is full control of these weapons and a register of all guns, the risk remains of them falling into the wrong hands. Gun Control New Zealand, NZ, will give voice to the majority of New Zealanders who want to ensure the next generation inherits a country free from the danger of gun violence. This was a country free from the danger of gun violence prior to the terror attack. It wasn't even an issue. All it took was this for an excuse for these people, these leeches, these parasites to come out of the woodwork. And that's exactly what they are, and that's exactly what they're doing. This has U.S. gun grabber scheme painted all over it. I bring this to your attention for one reason. Did it sound familiar? It ought to, because it's everything the American gun prohibitionist freedom-hating zealot wants to do to you. I'll be back right after this. Good heavens. You've all heard the stories. A good guy uses a gun and then he's thrown in jail. Unfortunately, with our court system, this happens a lot. But that's where the USCCA steps in. They're dedicated to educating, training, and legally protecting Americans just like you. And this week only, they're giving away a free guide and audiobook about exactly what to do in these situations. It's called The Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and it's 100% free. In it, you'll learn how to see attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting scenario, the best tactical places to be in public areas like restaurants, and a whole bunch more. It's 164 pages of life-saving information and even comes with a complete audiobook. Plus, you'll also get the USCCA's Home Defense Checklist, and it's all 100% free, but only until the end of the week. Text the word GET, G-E-T, to 87222 right now to claim your guide, audiobook, and checklist right now. Don't take chances. Text GET, G-E-T, to 87222. That's G-E-T to 87222.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Hi, Mark Walters here. Let me tell you, my Pillow Dream Sheets, they're the real deal. They look good and they feel great, which means for me an even better night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code AAR, or call 800-978-9358, and you will get 30% off plus free shipping. Use promo code AAR, 30% off and free shipping.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You can't make that stuff up. I'm telling you, you can't make that stuff up. When I saw that today, I thought, gee, you know, there's a couple other things I wanted to talk with you about today, but this takes the cake. That's triage. That's how the research triage that I talk about from time to time works. Now, our good friend, of course, A.W.R. Hawkins at Breitbart News wrote about this, and I'm going to jump over there now. I want to see what A.W.R. had to say about this. April 1, see Breitbart News reported New Zealand's ban on military-style rifles also prohibited ownership of pump shotguns, high-capacity magazines, and certain gun parts. These controls were enacted in response to the March 15th Christchurch attacks. They want a national firearm register, a requirement gun owners renew gun registration every 3 years, and gun prohibition expansion that would cover all semi-automatic firearms. So they're trying to wipe out all guns in New Zealand. That's what's getting ready to happen. So what you're seeing here is the recipe for disaster that the left wants for America. This is American-style gun control being pushed in New Zealand right now. Where do you think they're coming up with this information? Let me remind you back when we talked, you know, weeks, months, years ago. We're going way back to the beginning of our time together on Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. A universal background check scheme will not work. Why? Because criminals don't follow the law. How are they going to know, for that matter, if I give my gun to my neighbor Bob? They won't. There's no way to know. Why? Simple. Because the government doesn't know who has what firearm. Ah. But the American gun grabbers are no doubt telling New Zealanders what to do next because they know it can be done in New Zealand. It's already been done. This is the wish list in New Zealand. This is now a proving ground. New Zealand is, for American gun prohibitionists. Ooh, look, let's get them doing this. This is exactly what you're getting ready to see happen in the U.S. if the progressive left gun hater in America, the gun grabber, has their way. Universal background checks are worthless without what? Registration. And what will happen in America if they're, and believe me, that's something they might be able to move. If there's any gun control on the table that's going to move at some point in the future, that's going to be the one. That's their number one focus. And what do they say? It's a start. Just like we heard from New Zealand in the first segment, it's a start. But a universal background check, anywhere it's tried, will inevitably lead to registration. Because the background check, after a year, maybe two, they'll sit back and say, well, you know what? This isn't working because we don't know where the guns are. So we have, and what are they going to do? They're going to do what? They're going to create a loophole. It's going to be the background check loophole. The we don't know where the guns are loophole. Mark my word, that's what's going to happen. They're going to call it a loophole, and they're going to need to fix it. Let's get the background checks in place. Universal. Every firearm that moves anywhere has to be transferred through a dealer. A background check must be performed. But wait, it's not working. They know it's not going to work. That's why they're telling you it's a first step. Well, it's a great place to start. A great place to finish is registration. Exactly what we're seeing in New Zealand now. You see the way this is playing out, right? I'm telling you right now, Bloomberg money is behind this down in New Zealand. So what else does AWR have to say? Cook says she does not believe they will be able to get rid of every gun in New Zealand, but she sees the current gun control push as a way of creating an atmosphere in which people can go about their jobs happily without fear. There was no fear in New Zealand prior to the Christchurch attack. There was no fear. That's why the gun grabbers in power couldn't move on firearms. So that poses a bigger question, doesn't it? Do they want something like this to happen? You know, we've often asked that question here in America. No, I don't believe anybody wants Newtown to happen. I don't know. Maybe there are some sick wackos, particularly on the left. You never know. I don't believe anybody wants it to happen. Are they willing to use it and exploit it instantaneously for political gain? You better believe it. Those plans are already drawn up. The next time something happens in America, they've already got it planned out what they're going to do. The talking points are written. They're going right to the television cameras with it. You're darn right. It's absolutely planned out. Are they hoping for it? No. Are they waiting for it? Yep. That's pretty frightening. But it is true. We've seen it play out time after time after time. Shannon Watts. Bodies are on a floor, and Shannon Watts is politicizing it and calling for gun control before she knows anything. Because they don't need to know anything to push their agenda, which is all guns bad, gun owners bad, we need to get rid of guns. So watch what happens, and we're going to keep you advised on what's going on in New Zealand. This is a brand, now think about this, this is a brand new outfit formed today, and they're already getting global attention. How does that work? How does that happen? It happens with the help of a sympathetic media who's being pushed to cover and agrees with the agenda. Boy, I'll tell you, man, because you yourself couldn't buy access. You know what we got to do as pro-gun rights individuals to get our message out? This. And press releases. And guest appearances. And television programs. As many as we can get on. And getting on isn't that easy. Not compared to what they get on the other side. A brand new group formed in the last 24 hours is already pushing and getting what? What are they getting? Credibility. Right smack out of the box. Nobody even knows who these people are. And they're instantaneously credible because they're trying to do what? Something. They are now calling for bans on all firearms. Now, this is astonishing. Maybe that's not the right word. Yeah, I agree with that, Sean. Maybe it's not astonishing. It's predictable. Let me move to, is that better, Sean? Yeah, I'll move with predictable, Sean. How about that? It's predictable. Nothing shocks me anymore. I would say shocking. It's not shocking. Nothing shocks me anymore. Nothing the anti-gun progressive left does anymore relative to our freedoms to curtail them is shocking to me at all. It is predictable. This was predictable. And this is exactly what they want to have happen. So what you're seeing play out in New Zealand, keep a close eye on it. We'll keep you advised on it here, I can promise you. What you're witnessing here is the American gun grabber in action with a new group in New Zealand. And believe me, they're taking notes. Remember, we can't believe, Kamala Harris said, that we can't do, why can they act so fast and we can't? It's common sense. Now what you're getting ready to watch is the American gun grabber scheme in action in New Zealand. Not astonishing, not shocking, but simply predictable. We've got a lot more to cover when I come back here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. That one was, when I saw that, I thought, oh boy, there's the show. Instantaneously, there goes Armed American Radio's Daily Defense right smack out of the box. There's a couple other things from AWR Hawkins I want to cover with you today. Also, I want to cover something with you, if I can get to it today, and that's from the John Lotz, CPRC, Crime Prevention Research Center at CPRCCrimeResearch.org. So stick around with me. Don't go away. A ton of stuff to cover, and I'm going to try to get to all of it, but you know the routine. I'm probably not. We're going to triage our way through this edition of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit FreeGunGuide.com. That's FreeGunGuide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside the Daily Defense studios with me, Steve Kerr. Do you know who Steve Kerr is? He's the coach of the Golden State Warriors, the Golden Boys, the Golden Warriors. Yeah, you know who they are, the Golden State Warriors out in where? California, San Francisco area based. Steve Kerr is their coach. And he, you know, I will never understand for the life of me why these people believe or determine that their cause when they're athletes or performers, musicians, rock bands, it doesn't make any difference. Coaches, anybody, actors, actresses, why they believe we give a damn what they think and why they feel they can make a difference and pick a cause, particular liberal cause, and go out there and alienate half of the country. I just simply will never, ever understand that. Steve Kerr, the head coach of the Golden State Warriors, somehow thinks we give a crap about his position on gun control. He's a freaking basketball coach. So what's the psychology behind this? I don't know. I can only give you my guess, and it's an educated guess, but I can only give you my guess, that these individuals feel that they have money and fame and power, and that somehow this empowers them to believe that you care what they think, that they're more important than they are, and that somehow there's a guilt factor involved here that, you know, I make all this money, all I do is coach basketball. I've got to somehow give back to society, and because I'm who I am, people care what I think, and I can influence things. Maybe that's it. I don't know. If you're a professional shrink, the email is mark@armedamericanradio.org. But I don't really care. None of it matters to me because I hate it. And I know most people do. Alyssa Milano, she's been running her mouth all around the state of Georgia because her California actor, rich self somehow thinks that we in the state of Georgia give a hoot what she thinks and about her California progressive communist values. We don't. But she's out here running her mouth because of Georgia's new heartbeat bill, the abortion bill that Governor Kemp signed, which takes effect January 1st. She's trying to stir up trouble and eliminate the state. Georgia films more films. There's more filmed here now than there is in Hollywood because of the tax breaks. And she's trying to eliminate. She wants everybody to go out of the state, go other places, which, of course, will cost hundreds of thousands of people their jobs in her own industry in this. I mean, she doesn't care. She doesn't care. This isn't about the abortion issue, what we're talking about here. This is about the technique and tactic that the radical left uses when you do something they don't like. Steve Kerr is now using his platform to describe gun control as his movement. He wrote an op-ed in The Hill saying, "My movement is the gun control and gun safety measures." He doesn't even know what the hell that means. And nobody on the left will challenge him. Just like I said yesterday, wouldn't you? Oh, I would love to sit across the table from him. Whoa, hold the boat, you stupid reporter. You're not asking the questions. I'm going to ask the questions. What is that? What do you mean by gun safety measures? Challenge him. He'll say, well, you know, we got to start somewhere. First off, we'd like to start with universal background checks. How's that a gun safety measure? He wouldn't know how to answer the question. These people are just simply repeating talking points. I hate being right because I hadn't even seen this yet. He then claimed that over 90% of Americans want universal background checks. He doesn't even know what he's talking. He doesn't know what a universal background check is. As A.W.R. Hawkins reminds us, that move would criminalize you for selling a 5-shot revolver to your lifelong best friend or neighbor, unless that neighbor receives government permission via a background check and a fee. Steve Kerr doesn't have a clue what he's talking about. If you were to corner him and sit and ask him these questions, I could make him look like a fool. I could make that man look stupid. Steve Kerr, join me, will you? On the air. I'd love to put you on the air. You're not going to get softballs thrown at you, pal. I'm going to bury you. But he won't. He's a coward. He won't come on this program because he can't. Now, more than likely, because I don't want to invite him. You hear it. I tell you about the dopey things he says. We don't invite these people on the show. We talk about them, not to them. They get enough airplay. He failed to mention, Kerr did, that the two most recent high-profile shootings in the country occurred in states that already have universal background checks in place. And, I'm talking about the synagogue attack in his state of California, which, by the way, has had universal background checks since the early 90s. And then, of course, the STEM school Highlands Ranch shooting in Colorado, which has had universal background checks in place for since 2013. Let's do Acacia Cortez math, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. That's 6 years if my fingers add up. Yeah, five on one hand and one on the other. That's 6 years, and it didn't stop a thing, and it's never going to stop anything because background checks have nothing to do with murderous intent of people. Steve Kerr is a fool. Steve Kerr is an idiot. Steve Kerr is too stupid to understand that what he's calling for. But you see, I believe he really is dumb. I think this guy's been duped. I don't think he's thinking clearly. Steve Kerr's not pushing a political agenda. He actually fell for this stuff. He's one of the useful idiots that fell for this stuff. I know of no other explanation. I mean, I don't know. Do you have to be a genius to coach a professional basketball team? It seems to me like those guys could probably pretty much play the game without him. You know, they could probably call a timeout and band together and decide what play to call themselves, you know? I think they're pretty adept at the game. At least the Warriors are. A hell of a basketball team. So I don't know. Is Steve Kerr the genius? I don't know. But I believe he's due. I believe in my heart that he has fallen for this stuff. He actually believes the crap that comes from Everytown and the rest of them. To the point that he is willing to alienate half of America. Because there are millions of us who simply don't want to watch him on the sidelines, nor will we pay him or his team, and we, in all likelihood, would have gone to a game. We won't now. Ask the NFL. Got rid of the NFL 3 years ago. Couldn't care less about him. Don't know who's playing where anymore and don't even care. Have not missed a wink of sleep over it. Not one. Don't even think about it anymore. Don't even. It's not even on my radar screen. Every mass shooter in the last 10 years, virtually every single one of them has acquired their guns via a background check. Does Steve Kerr know that? Is he aware of that? The only exceptions to that are the individuals who stole their guns, like the killer in Connecticut, in Newtown, who stole his mother's gun after he killed her, then used another one, blew her head off. What kind of background check is going to stop this activity? Does Steve Kerr understand that? I don't think Steve Kerr has the mental capacity to actually think about these things. I think he's been sold a bill of goods to the point where if you were to ask him, he would look you dead in your face in all meaning, say to you, well, we've got to start somewhere, and universal background checks are a great place to start. Steve, they don't work. They haven't worked ever. Why do you want to start there? He would look at you with a blank stare. You could probably play cartoon music there. Ba-doop-be-doop, ba-doop-be-doop, and he'd just look at you like a fool. Because he can't answer the question. Expanding background checks would do nothing. I don't know. He's a Democrat. He's a staunch gun grabber. A week after Las Vegas shooting, you know, he was making the same comments. I don't know. You just have to question. At some point, you have to wonder if these people are capable of rational thought. If this doesn't work, why would I burden millions upon millions upon millions of Americans who will have, because law-abiding people will play by the rules and follow the law, why would I burden millions of Americans, tens and tens and tens of millions of Americans with this when it isn't going to do what I'm telling them it's going to do? I don't think that they're capable of, I don't know, at some point you've got to question the mental faculties at play here. I mean, maybe his brain's awesome on a basketball court. He's certainly got a hell of a team, and if he's not just a figurehead, but the coach really does things, then I'm going to have to say he's great at what he does. But he sure can't figure this out. Just like when I was in college, biology wasn't my thing, man. It wasn't going to happen ever. I knew it. The biology professor knew it. But I was good at other things. I'll be back right after this.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Let's get some business out of the way, okay? I know you've all heard the stories. I'm going to tell you one about New York here in just a minute that's going to blow your mind. But when a good guy uses a gun and then he gets thrown in jail, unfortunately, in our court system, it does happen. It happens quite a bit, a little bit more frequently than you think. But that's where the USCCA steps in. They're dedicated to educating, training, and protecting legally you, Americans, just like you. And this week only, they're giving away a free guide and an audiobook about exactly what to do in these situations. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide. It's 100% free. You're going to learn how to see attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting scenario, the best tactical places to be in public areas like restaurants, and more. You, believe me, you do not have to order off the Braille menu with your back against a wall because you're paranoid. We teach you these things. It's 164 pages of life-saving information. It even comes with a complete audiobook. I believe I did the audio for this one. I've lost track. But you're also going to get the USCCA's home defense checklist, okay? 100% free, only until the end of the week. Text the word GET, G-E-T, to 87222. Do it right now. Claim your guide, audiobook, and checklist right away. Don't take chances, guys. Make sure you're learning from the self-defense experts, okay? Text the word GET, G-E-T, to 87222. It told you about New York. I guess I should probably go there real quick, huh? Let me get over here to another folder because this was one I was contemplating saving this one for the monster broadcast. But when I saw this, it really is frightening because when you see the good guy or the bad guy win and then get arrested, it's disheartening. In New York, and I don't have more on this story, so let me just give you the gist. I'm going to save the rest for the Sunday program. Suffice to say, you had an individual who shot a home invader in New York yesterday and was arrested because the authorities found the gun to be quote-unquote illegal. So I don't know what that means. I'm waiting to get more information on that. But I saw that and I thought, wow, here a guy uses a gun to defend himself and the gun's illegal, so he gets arrested. Huh. Even a felon. has a right to save their lives with any tool necessary, even if that happens to be a gun and it's in their possession or near them and they can access it. They have a right to save their lives, in my book, in my estimation. People have a right to save their lives. Oh, boy. You can't make this stuff up. You just can't make it up. No, really. I mean, what are we going to say? Oh, I'm sorry. You're a convicted felon. You should have laid there and died. No, people have a right to defend their lives. Oh, man, I know. Like I said, you can't make this stuff up. It's really tough, really tough. Let me go to Chicago for you real fast. So Fox 32 in Chicago pulled this up, and I love it. Concealed carry holder shoots gunman in head. Wow, I mean, that pretty much says it all, doesn't it? Concealed carry holder shoots gunman in head. Now, how does that headline compare to the one we read from the Williams Lee the other day when we talked about that ridiculous article in the Chicago Tribune about, you know, making the concealed carry permit holder look bad because his bullet caused the quote-unquote victim, the victim who, by the way, pulled a gun on him and, you know, made it legally plausible for the good guy to shoot at him and make him a paraplegic, nonetheless, was the victim. That report. So how does this, well, this headline's a heck of a lot better in my estimation. Concealed carry holder shoots gunman in head in Chicago. This has a lot of good things happening. Number one, concealed carry permit holder. It's a good thing. Shoots a gunman in the head. That's a great shot. That's a good thing. And it's in Chicago. That makes it even better. That's like icing on the cake. What do you got to say about that, Chief? Huh? How about it, champ? What do you got to say about that? How about it, Jesse Jackson? What do you got to say about it? Jesse High Jackson? How about local news media? How about your Chicago Tribune? What you got to say about that? How about it, Moms Demand Action? That's a silly name, too, by the way, when you think about it. What do you got to say about that? How about it, Shannon Watts? How about it, Bloomberg? How about it, huh? What have you got to say about that? What you got to say about that? Nothing, because you can't. Because if you do say something about it, guess what happens? Pow, there goes your narrative right out the window. What exactly happened here? A concealed carry holder shot and critically wounded an individual who attacked him and approached him with a firearm on Monday. This was in where? Little Village on the southwest side. Imagine that. I guess it appears this guy was walking into an apartment alley at about 4:15 p.m. It was something he has every right to do. Somebody came up to him and took out a handgun and pointed it at him. Probably said something like, yo, give it up. The 25-year-old took out his own gun and shot the 20-year-old in the head. What's more? That's the Second Amendment in action. What's the guy supposed to do? Give it up? No. He had a right to be there. He was carrying his gun lawfully, unlike the guy who got shot in the head, no doubt. You know how I know that? Because it doesn't say concealed carry holder shoots other concealed carry holder trying to rob him in the head in Chicago. That's not what it says. It says concealed carry holder, which means good guy, shoots gunman, which means bad guy, in the head, which is a great thing. Great shot, by the way. Mad props to the concealed carry permit holder in a place like Chicago. So my question is, this is wonderful that this makes news. Guy was taken to where? Mount Sinai Hospital in critical condition. Let me put it this way. If you get shot in the head by any caliber and that's all you got is critical condition, somebody's looking over you, pal. Somebody's looking out for you. The older man, it says, and I quote here, was uninjured and showed officers a valid firearms ownership card and concealed carry license. Now, yeah, I know. Let me pull out all my credentials and my papers, officer. Let me show you my FOID card that I got, says I could buy this gun and pay all the fees and stuff, you know, for being in Chicago. And, oh, by the way, here's my permit, you know, which unfortunately he can't pull out the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution and show him that, which is what we should be able to do. But he has to pull out the concealed carry permit from Illinois, and he does. And it's like, okay, man, have a great day. Now, how do I feel about the guy who got shot in the head? I don't have any feelings at all about the guy who got shot in the head. The guy who got shot in the head deserved to get shot in the head. He deserved to get shot wherever the bullet found him because he was doing something to another individual. You know what I'm getting ready to say. Say it out loud with me. If you attempt to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And if your death results from the actions someone took as you were trying to deprive them of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, too bad for you. I hope it hurt. Enjoy the ride. You earned your own demise. And if you wind up with brain damage or a paraplegic because of this shot to the head or can't speak or eat forever or have to suck things through a straw, that's your own damn fault. You earned it. The next time you try to pull a gun on somebody, you might think twice about doing it in the first place. Maybe some of your loser friends are now thinking twice before they pull a gun on somebody innocent because they don't want to wind up sitting in a wheelchair, sucking things through a straw and talking through some robot device. You earned it. And that if it's a lesson that somebody else takes away from it, good. Because guess what? One less of you harming good people. How do I know the guy's a good guy? Because anybody that goes through the process to get a concealed carry permit, particularly in Chicago, Illinois, is a good guy. The best of the best. The most law-abiding of all law-abiding people. That's who that individual is. He's the best law-abiding individual of all law-abiding people. How do I know that? Because he went through the hoops to get a concealed carry permit and everything that that entails. Good for him and too bad for the guy that got shot in the head. You should have found a new line of work. That's what I think about that idiot. I didn't get to John Lott's CRP, or Crime Prevention Research Center, CPRC, but check out crimeresearch.org. We'll see if we can squeeze it in tomorrow. John's website's got a lot of information, and a lot of people use it, even people who probably shouldn't be because they take his work and they never give him credit. So we're going to give him credit where credit is due. John Lott, CPRC, Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. Make sure to check it out. Also, join us, won't you, at the SAF, Second Amendment Foundation, saf.org. SAF.org, become a life member. And remember, until we meet on the radio tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.